Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Understand that there are no originals. There are only copies of originals. And then those copies were converted into Greek text. Okay? Now, there was three camps of these Greek texts. There was one came from Antioch. That's where the Christians, where the apostles were first called Christians. That's where the received text comes from, the Textus Receptus. And that's where the King James Bible is based. The other two camps, get this. This right here should tell you they're in trouble. The other two camps come from Egypt. And the other one comes from Rome. What does the Bible say about Egypt and Rome? In the Bible. Is it good? No. Whenever the Bible talks about Egypt, it is a type of world in the Bible. And God called his people out of Egypt. Egypt is known for superstitions. Look at Acts chapter 28:11. And the next one came from Rome. This was called the Western text. And we can do without a Roman Bible. Because it was Rome soldiers who nailed our Lord and Savior to the cross. Also in Revelation 17, the Roman Catholic Church could be seen as the one who had persecuted Christians for a thousand years. It's a dreadful thing. It is also marked as the beast in Daniel chapter 7, where Christ will destroy the revised Roman Empire at his second coming. You can take a look at this at Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, and Revelation chapter 13. So there's really only two lines. There's the Antioch, and then the Westcott. Well, no, the Rome and Egypt line comes from two gentlemen called Westcott and Hort. They actually translated and came up with the Greek text that all modern versions of the Bible come from. And let me tell you, if you do some study on Westcott and Hort, you'll be terrified. Say, how in the world are Bibles based on what these guys did? They didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they didn't believe in absolute truth. So how in the world people are creating Bibles after their Greek text? In the previous weeks, we saw this. When we compared the Bibles to King James and to the other versions, we see how they removed the deity of Jesus Christ. This is no doubt because they were using the Greek text from Westcott and Hort. During the time of the King James translation, the translators had access to Westcott and Hort Greek text, but they rejected it because it was filled with errors. And it did not match the received text, the Textus Receptus. So the manuscript evidence is so clear that the King James Bible is the Word of God. I think alone the city association should give you a clue. Like I say, the received text came from Antioch. That's where the disciples were called Christians. And the other two was from Rome and Egypt. Stay away from those two. That's my warning to you. The next one is, I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God because, one, it produces good fruit. The Bible tells us.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.